Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you on this Labor Day 2018. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour. A couple of segments. I want to talk to you about some things. I want to talk to you about the history of Labor Day, which I like to do. I've done this now for, this is my 22nd Labor Day to do this. So I like to remind you that Labor Day began as just an idea, merely just an idea in the mind of a 19th century labor leader, but we don't know which one. It was Matthew McGuire or Peter McGuire. They spell their names differently, just a coincidence. Either could either have been Matthew McGuire or Peter McGuire, either one of them, or maybe both of them, for all we know, cared greatly for a very important segment of the marketplace, its workers. But regardless of paternity, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September the 5th, 1882 in New York City, when members of the CLU, Commercial Labor Union, CLU, took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity, and of course, they had to have picnics, right? And ever since 1884, when President Grover Cleveland signed the first and the law that made the first Monday in September Labor Day, it's been an official federal holiday ever since. Of course, when he signed it into law, only the federal workers were given a paid day off. It was still a holiday, but only federal workers got a paid day off. And, of course, over the years, the marketplace followed suit, right? My employees are off today, and they're getting paid just like as if they were here. So in 1898, Samuel Gompers, who was then the head of the American Federation of Labor, called Labor Day, quote, the day for which the toilers in past centuries looked forward when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, that the workers of our day may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. Solidarity, organization, that's what he was talking about. And over the next century, unions were solid and they organized like crazy. An unbelievable success story in the 20th century. But alas, entrepreneurs aren't organized like our union brethren. Probably because we're too busy making payroll. There is no single small business day officially decreed by the U.S. government. No Entrepreneur's Day set aside to honor the few who do so much for so many. No day to picnic and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, small business owners. Don't point out Small Business Saturday. That's not that. That's something that somebody dreamed up. It's fine. Nothing wrong with Small Business Saturday, but I think every day should be Small Business. Every Saturday should be Small Business Saturday. There's no official day that the government has set aside, which is what I think they should do. There actually is a Small Business Week when the U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes the creme de la creme of the entrepreneurs in America, but it's not an official day, and it's not always the same week every year, and every year and every administration celebrates it differently. So it's not really, it's kind of a stepchild kind of an event. I've participated in many of them, but it's just not the same as a Labor Day type of event. Small businesses represent over 98% of all businesses and produce over half of the $20 trillion U.S. GDP. Think about that. Small businesses, Main Street, half of the U.S. economy, and we sign the front of the paychecks of 70, maybe more million U.S. workers. The front, we sign the front of those paychecks. We make payroll every week, every other week, twice a month, once a month. I make payroll twice a week, twice a month here in my business. And I, you know, I'm just a small business owner just like you. So let's see. Big deal on Labor Day, but no Small Business Day. What's wrong with this picture? So what's the answer? Well, let's celebrate a Small Business Day in a way that no other national holiday has been established. Let's do it on a Sunday. Actually, let's do it the second Sunday in August. I've actually picked this day out. The second Sunday in August. And the reason is because Sunday is preferred because it would create the least payroll expense. You know me. I'm always looking out for your bottom line there, folks. If it's on Sunday, they weren't gonna work anyway. Your employees weren't gonna work anyway, probably. Most don't. So you don't have a payroll expense that Sunday. It's the choice of I chose August as the month because it's when politicians are home on recess. This way they can practice casting their pearls before small business owners in preparation for eating barbecue and sucking up to unions on Labor Day. It's a natural, right? It's a perfect timing. Sometime in August. I said the second week, the second Sunday in August, because they're home, and we have a local celebration, all small businesses, on Sunday, and the politicians show up, and we press them. We press them on small business issues. They have to come together and answer our questions and live up to their voting record. Yeah, absolutely. So let's paraphrase Samuel Gompers, the guy who said what he said in 1898, 120 years ago. I'm going to paraphrase Gompers, what he said 120 years ago, by saying that small business owners deserve a day for which their signers of the front of paychecks can look forward to when their rights and wrongs would be discussed, that these small employers of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. I wonder if Samuel Gompers would mind me modifying his original statement. Folks, it's time for entrepreneurs to unite. It's time that we had a day, an official national holiday to honor small business owners. Let's make that happening. It's happening in some states around the country. What about your state? Get the ball rolling. Check with people like the NFIB and see if they'll help. They've got state organizations. Might be a good place to start. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Happy Labor Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.